The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Fighting for your freedom to sin, the Democrat Party. That's all they do. A lot of people think that the Democrat Party fights for people's freedoms in some areas, but they don't. They actually are totalitarian or communists, where they don't want any freedom. The only time they're okay with you doing something is if it's sin, if it goes against the Bible. And I can prove it, and I will. I've said this many times, that the Democrat Party is only about the freedom to sin. That's how they get people to vote for their party, too. They prey upon your sinful desires, and they get you to vote for them by using your sin and justifying it and saying the right is evil because they don't justify your sin. And that could even be in things that are simple that you're not even thinking of. I'm sure you're thinking of some big-time sins. But I'm talking about even things that you're not thinking of that is sinful, like the love of money. The Democrat Party uses the love of money in order to get people to vote for them. The love of money is sinful because this is how you know you have a sinful love of money. It's not the want to have money, because everyone wants to have some money. It's the love of money that is sinful. Money itself is not sinful. The love of money is. And here's how you know. Have you put money in front of God's will in your life? God may have had a will in your life, and you put money in front of it. Simple example. God wants you to do something, but this job pays more, so you took the job that paid a lot more money and didn't go to whatever God was showing you to do because you're afraid you were going to make or not have much money doing what God told you to do. That would be putting money in front of God. But here's a more simple way. Did you vote for the Democrat Party even though you don't agree with any of their social views? You know that they're anti-God. You know they promote homosexuality. You know they're anti-Christian. You claim to be a Christian. But you voted for the Democrat Party because you thought they promised you a bigger paycheck. Your union told you voting for the Democrat Party will give you a bigger paycheck. And you put aside all the evil, sinful things that the Democrat Party does because you wanted a bigger paycheck. Do you know that you just chose money over God by doing that? You're saying godly values aren't as important as getting more money. Yeah, the Democrat Party will murder babies through abortion, but my paycheck will be bigger. Do you realize this? Don't run. If this is hitting you hard, I don't even know you. I don't know if this is true about you. You got to factor this in. So if it's hitting you, that's God hitting you, not me. Don't blame me. That's God doing that to you. Not me. I'm pointing this out in general terms. I'm going to hit so many other things. I just started with money because I know people don't think of that. They don't think of what? Money? Sin? What? Yeah, the love of money. And the Democrat Party uses the love of money. They use it by promising redistribution of wealth. We'll take from this person who earned it and give it to someone who didn't earn it. What are they doing? They're trying to get the people who didn't earn it to vote for them and say, yeah, go get their money and give it to me. Like the thing that just got struck down, thank goodness, by the Supreme Court. We'll pay for all your college. We're going to take from the people who already paid for their own college, paid all their student loans off, work super hard, now have full-time jobs, are trying to be able to make their own house payment. We're going to take their money, and you don't have to do what they did, earn your way. We'll just take their money and give it to you. And then the young people in college that have giant student loans will be like, yeah, I'm voting for the Democrat Party. They would be, and you can see it easy there. What are the college students doing if they were to do that, if they were conservative? And they knew, oh man, the Democrat Party does abortion and pushes gay pride and is anti-Christian. I'm a Christian, but I really want my student loan paid off. I'm going to vote for the Democrat Party. You have just put the love of money in front of God. They used your sinful desire of the love of money to get you to vote for them. And this is how the Democrat Party gets every single voter to vote for them, is always on their sinful desire, because they are the party of evil. They are the party of the tool of Satan. Now, some people say, oh, that's such harsh words. I've said it so many times, Ben, you're so rough when you say the Democrats are the party being used by Satan. It's the tool of Satan that Satan uses to try to destroy America. Well, it is. If it isn't, name me the political party that Satan uses to try to destroy America that isn't the Democrat Party. Name me that other political party that's the tool of Satan then. Everyone knows, if you really think about it, of course, if Satan were to use a political party to try to stop Christians in America, what political party could he possibly be using to stop the Christian agenda in America? It's so difficult. Of course it's the tool of Satan. But you think I'm rough. I can't believe this. You're not a good Jesus example. Jesus wouldn't talk this way. You're absolutely wrong. The word of God, the Bible, all of it is Jesus's word. That's what Christians believe. Every word is Jesus. Even the Old Testament is Jesus speaking. That's what we believe. That's what Christians demand that you believe. The word of God is. Jesus is the living word of God. But the word that is written down is all from Jesus, right? So it doesn't matter if it's Paul writing, it's still Jesus through Paul giving you information. It's still approved by Jesus. Therefore, it's Jesus's word. Understand? Doesn't matter that it's a man. It's got Jesus's stamp of approval on it. It's his word. He's speaking through that man. That's what he's doing. And don't act like, oh, that's hard for God to do. That's like one of the easiest things God could do is speak through a human being and have them say the things he wants them to say. Okay, so you think I'm harsh? Well, let's do the New Testament, not the Old Testament, because a lot of people, well, that's the Old Testament. I'm not trying to get preachy here, but I want you to understand that the Democrat Party is all about fighting for the freedom to sin, and I'm going to prove it. I've done it in several different ways. This is a whole nother way I'm going to prove it. Let's quickly look at a Bible verse, because I'm going to let you see I'm not the one with harsh words. Well, I am. I do use harsh words. But why people get upset about that, I don't understand. Get upset with Jesus then. Because Romans, speaking through man, it's still Jesus speaking. Understand that. This is God's word. It's God speaking. This is what he has to say in Romans 1. Verse 26, go look it up right now if you want to follow along to see that. Make sure I'm not lying about this. Make sure I'm telling the truth. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. And this is totally the Democrat Party today. Okay, but this has been around forever. This is why this is a battle of good and evil, folks. A battle of good and evil and not Democrat-Republican. This is why I've always said that. Let me continue on. I'm sorry, I stopped, but I have to explain that. For even their women exchanged their natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Of course, this is condemning homosexuality, but it gets much more than that. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, saying they didn't have they didn't care about the knowledge of God, and he's giving their mind over to a corrupt mind, a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality. Well, there you go. This is harsh stuff, and he's basically talking about the Democrat Party. You could say that here, because the Democrat Party fulfills every single thing that's going to be listed here. You know what? I'll read it all, and then I'll go back and break it down. So let me back up just a tiny bit. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, that would be gossipers, backbiters in our language, backstabbers is what we would say, haters of God, violent, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteousness judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Meaning they promote other people to do it. They know it's worthy of death. They don't just do it. They approve. They take pride in those who do it as well. Is this not the Democrat Party? This is the full description of the Democrat Party today, and it is viciously talking about the evil, sinful people. But it would make sense that the Democrat Party would be this, because the Democrat Party is full of anti-Christian, evil, sinful people. That's what it's made up of. And how it became that way is because the Democrat Party said, we will approve your sins. The right has Christians in it, and they're totalitarian because they believe in that God thing and the Bible. So they're they won't give you the right to steal and murder your baby. They're not going to let you just murder your baby. We will. We'll let you murder your baby. You want to loot a store? Well, if you're on our side, put a BLM sticker on your shirt or a patch, and you can go loot a store and steal, and we'll let you go. You can steal 10 commandments. Thou shalt not steal. We don't care. Vote for the Democrat Party. That's what they do. You want to have sexual immorality, not just homosexuality. How about heterosexual immorality? Sleeping around before marriage. People don't even act like that's a sin anymore, thanks to the Democrat Party, which brainwashed everyone. Hey, we'll pass out condoms in the school to kids. That's what they were doing when I was young. They weren't pushing homosexuality. They were just trying to get heterosexuals to sin as much as possible. Teenagers need to have sex as much as possible, and it needs to be safe sex. And if you don't let them have safe sex with condoms, then you just don't care about teenagers. They were pure evil, anti-God-hating, nasty people trying to get teenagers to sin like they did, to justify their own sin so they can say, see, it's normal. Look at all these teenagers doing it's normal. I'm not wicked and evil. God's not going to judge me because I got all his children to do the same thing as me. That's what they're doing. That's why they do it. They think they can escape God's judgment, and they're wrong. Let's break this down, though. As you can see, this is all about the Democrat Party. At least the people that this is describing make up the Democrat Party, that's for sure. Verse 29 really breaks it down. Being filled with unrighteousness. Is that not the Democrat Party? Sexual immorality. Teenagers having sex. Have sex outside of marriage. You don't need a man movement that they did in the 80s to make sure that the black population didn't have men in the households. The homosexual movement and now the transgender movement. In fact, there is no sexual immorality the Democrats condemn. None. Nothing. None. There is no such thing as sexual immorality to a Democrat. Should ask a Democrat, how can you commit sexual immorality? Please explain, as a Democrat, what is sexual immorality? What is it? What would you do to where God would say you've committed sexual immorality? What would that be? How could they even answer? Because the answer is everything they do. They're filled with, and then it goes on, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness. What are they coveting? Coveting your neighbor's stuff. What do the Democrats do? We covet, and let me continue on, full of envy. So that goes with covetousness. Envious of what other people have, and they promise and prey on your sinful envy and covetousness desire, the average person, vote for us, we'll take from them and give to you, even though it's unjust, even though you didn't earn it. That's what they used to do really big. They don't do it as much now because now they can print money. They've realized we don't need to take money and tax. No, we can just print money. And their lust and love of money is so great right now that they just need to print money and spend as much as possible so that they and their relatives in Washington, D.C. and themselves can get that money for themselves. They're like, screw handing money to our voter base. We don't even need a voter base because we cheat in elections now. So we don't even need to do that. Now we need to print the money and take it for ourselves. And that's what they're doing. So they're not even doing it. But they used to do that really big. They used to really play on people's envy for one another. How about this? Then it says murder, strife, deceit. First, let's break down murder. Well, of course, murder is okay. They love murdering babies. What happened with COVID-19? They murdered people with a vaccine for money. that they knew wouldn't work, couldn't work, couldn't possibly work, and they knew people were going to die, but since they didn't pick them, they don't care. They're fine with murder as long as they can make a profit. See, it's the love of money that drives them to be okay with all this other stuff. But they want everyone to be okay with it. They justify your sinful desire to be able to commit murder and not have any consequences. You can have an abortion and have no consequences, according to the Democrat Party. You will have consequences. The consequences will happen when you stand before God. But they don't tell you that. Deceit. They're all about lying. That's all they do. Deceit goes with bearing false witness, which is part of the Ten Commandments. Look at Adam Schiff. The man is a walking bearing false witness definition in the dictionary when it says bearing false witness. Adam Schiff's picture should be up there. But it's really too, it's just the Democrat Party. Look at how they have just did false witness against Donald Trump during the whole Russia collusion. What they're doing right now is all false, bearing false witness against Donald Trump. Lying and saying that he was working with the Russians when they knew for a fact he wasn't. But they have no honor. It's pure evil. But they justify it. You can do it. The Democrat Party. And they're okay with you doing it to Republicans as well and conservatives. The average Democrat. They justify your sin. Vote for the Democrat Party. They're cool with you doing any of this stuff. If you do anything against God and what God says, Democrat Party will love you. You're the greatest thing on earth. Evil-mindedness. They are whisperers. When it says that, of course, that's gossipers. That's what you can get from that. Backbiters, which would be backstabbers. Oh my goodness, have we had rhinos backstab us? Which those are Democrats who are backstabbers, who pretend to be one of us so that they can backstab us as much as possible and make sure that the conservative movement does not get its way. Rhinos are the biggest backstabbers of all. But remember, a rhino is just a Democrat. But with no moral standards, no fear of God, and is a blatant liar, can lie like no other. And they study what you believe, study what you say, tell you the things you want to hear, they tickle your ears with lies, and then make sure none of that happens. Think of how evil a rhino is. If you don't know what a rhino is, it's a Republican in name only. Haters of God. Is the Democrat Party full of haters of God? Do I even have to answer that? Violent. Are they violent? It's not like BLM is violent or Antifa is violent. It's not like they riot and burn things. It wasn't like they shot and killed police officers. It's not like they're not violent. It's not like BLM was caught in the Capitol building as they were trying to frame Trump supporters, trying to make Trump supporters look like them. But it wasn't. And of course, the FBI had to get involved and try to frame them as well. Because we don't do those things. They do. And if you do those things, I condemn it. Proud. They forget that pride is even a sin. So they walk around with t-shirts that say pride on them. Now, they mean gay pride. But just pride itself is a sin. If you walk around with a shirt that says pride, you're saying you love sin. Now, if it's a rainbow pride and you're saying you love gay pride, it's two sins in one. You're saying you love homosexuality and you're prideful about it. You're really spitting in God's eye. Good luck to you. When you stand before God, my goodness. And you can't say you didn't know, because if you're watching this right now, I took your ability to say, I didn't know God, away. You have no ability to say that. You just watched this. They're boasters. Inventors of evil things, which I always think that's the coolest one. It's not cool, but it's kind of cool, because the Bible is saying they will do evil things that we're not even, can't even think of right now. They will invent new evil things, new ways of having the ability to sin. There will be sins, and they will invent ways to sin that have not happened at the time that was written, is what that's saying, which is kind of cool, because it's true. They did. Disobedient. To parents. Is not the left all about making children be disobedient to parents? Are they not trying to fight for them to, without parents' approval, be able to mutilate their own bodies? The public school system is all about making a child be disobedient to their parent and telling them it's okay God doesn't want you to be disobedient to your parent, 14-year-old, and you shouldn't go get that abortion without your parents' approval or gender mutilation. But we, the Democrat Party, say, don't listen to God. Disobey your parents. We say it's cool. We've got your back. We won't tell your parents. We'll let you sin. And then you'll grow up and vote for us because we were cool with your sin. We supported your sin. See how awesome the Democrats are? That's what they do. I bet you some of you didn't even think about how what they're doing is trying to get children to disobey their parents. And they tell them it's cool. If you're young, if you're a teenager and you're watching this, I got news for you. It doesn't matter if the Democrats say, it doesn't matter if they put it in law. A 14 or 15-year-old can go have an abortion without their parents' knowledge or do transgenderism without their parents' knowledge. You are disobeying your parents. And God knows you're sinning regardless of what the Democrats tell you and regardless of what American laws say. God's law is higher than their law, and you will stand before God for disobeying your parents. Just so you know. Don't think you're getting away with it. Undiscerning, which means they don't know the truth. They can't discern truth. Is that not the Democrat Party? Untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Are the Democrats unmerciful? Look at what they do to the January 6th people. They have no mercy whatsoever. Are they unforgiving? Are they unloving? They are the most unforgiving, unloving people on the face of the earth. The Democrat Party in America. They are. Verse 32, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, so they not only do all these sins, but also approve of those who practice them. They approve of others to do it. That could also say promote. They promote people to sin. This is the Democrat Party. I've always said the Pharisees were the Democrats of its time. If you ever read about the Pharisees, they're just a bunch of liberals. That's what they are. I laugh every time. I'm like, oh my gosh, they were the liberals of their day. There wasn't a Democrat Party then, but if there was, all the Pharisees would have belonged to the Democrat Party. And Jesus smacked the Pharisees around left and right. Folks, people think I'm harsh. If you think this was harsh, that was God saying it. I'm just relaying it to you. So is it okay for me to be harsh towards evildoers like this when I point out their sin, where I don't hold back? Well, the Bible doesn't hold back. Why do Christians hold back? Holding back is, and being quiet is consenting that they're doing okay. Well, Christians aren't speaking up. They don't say there's anything wrong, so it must be cool. That's what Christians have done, but I refuse to be one of those Christians. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Ayo, peeps, like and subscribe to my father's channel. Bye! Ow!
Hey guys, does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.